Grandpa's sister, Aunt Della, lives in Mason City, Iowa. Every summer, she drives to Beloit to visit her brother, Wesson, her sisters, Lillian and Ida, and Ida's daughter, Hazel. She usually stays at Aunt Ida's on Bushnell Street, for the farm is busy and full. Hazel, who teaches school, lives with her mother. Lillian lives there, too. Della adores her brother, as do Ida and Lillian, but the three sisters don't get along. Ron is privy to these visits from boyhood on. It's bad enough to have Ida and Lillian quarreling all day long, he says, but when you add Della to the mix, it's three independent old ladies bickering from dawn to dusk. There's nothing they can't disagree on. When Aunt Della's eyes get too bad for her to drive herself, she has her eldest Kirk granddaughter drive her. At the farm, Dorothy has many talks with her great-uncle Wesson. She's writing. He's speaking. Grandpa and Grandma come back to Mason City to visit Della. When Jackie is 10, they take her along. They stop at Galena on the way, and Jackie is struck by the houses clinging to steep hillsides, by the gloominess of President Grant's home, and the ponderousness of its Victorian furniture. They stay overnight at an old white-frame hotel on the bluffs of the Mississippi. Jackie is in the midst of writing a long-continued story called The Cloudlanders, which the Galesburg Post of Galesburg, Illinois, is publishing. Every week, they run an installment. Just before she leaves on the trip, the newspaper arrives. She opens it to see her story, but instead finds a notice on the front page. Attention, Jackie Dogan. Authors must not let their publishers get ahead of them. Send in the next installment pronto. Jackie sits up at the little hotel room desk with its gooseneck lamp throwing a pool of light on the hotel stationery. And while Grandpa and Grandma go to bed, she writes out her next installment. In Mason City, she gets to know the rest of her Kirk second cousins. Polly is the youngest in 9th grade. Jackie goes to school with her, pores over her Latin book. She is able to figure out the first several lessons. She decides she'll take Latin when she's in 9th grade. Back at the Kirk school, she says, "Latin really makes you think," her cousin Dorothy says to her. "When I was in Wisconsin, Uncle Wesson said something to me about thinking. I wrote it down in my diary." "What?" Jackie asks. "Can I read it?" "I remember it," Dorothy says. "We were talking about my future and where I wanted to go to college and what I thought about life, things like that. And he asked me if I knew what an educated man was. And I said, 'No, I don't.' And he said, 'An educated man is one who has taught his mind to think and his hand to act and his heart to feel.'" Jackie, too, thinks that's worth writing down. It's a description of Grandpa himself.